written by Don Miguel Ruiz. This book throws light on the manner in which we develop our belief systems, which are faulty and full of lies, and why and how we need to replace these old beliefs with new agreements. About the author. The author Don Miguel Ruiz was born into a family of healers, and his family anticipated that Miguel would embrace the centuries-old tradition of healing and teaching of the family. Instead, he attended medical school and became a surgeon. A near-death experience in 1970s changed his life. Late one night he awoke suddenly, having fallen asleep at the wheel of the car. At that instant, the car careened into a wall of concrete. Stunned by this experience, he began an intensive practice of self-inquiry and devoted himself to the mastery of ancient ancestral wisdom. About the book, this book emphasizes on breaking our old agreements, i.e. existing beliefs, and replacing it with new agreements, beliefs, for a better life. The author says that human beings are born with the capacity to learn how to dream, but as soon as we are born, our parents and the society teaches us to dream the way the society dreams. As children, we don't get the opportunity to choose our own beliefs, rather we agree with the information that is passed to us via other humans. As children, we believe everything that the adults tell us. Thus our dreams, our faith and our belief system is influenced by society's rules, its beliefs, laws and its religions. By blindly following these beliefs and habits for long, and with the fear of being punished, we gradually become someone that we are not. And these beliefs become so strong that we feel the blame, the guilt and the shame if we go against these rules. So to break these old habits, immense courage is required. 95% of the belief that we have stored in our minds are nothing but lies, and we are suffering because we believe in such lies. Just being ourselves is the biggest fear of human beings, because we've learned to live our lives trying to satisfy other people's demands and trying to be good enough for them. However, in trying to make a perfect image of ourselves in others' eyes, we fail to become what we actually wish to be. The author says that the most important agreements are the ones that we make with ourselves. In these new agreements, we tell ourselves who we are, what we feel, what we believe, and how we should behave. If we want to live a life of joy and fulfillment, we need to find the courage to break those old agreements that are fear-based and claim our personal power by adopting the following new agreements. The four agreements are: 1. Be impeccable with your word, speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others, because words can either create the most beautiful dream or destroy everything around you. For example, I see a friend and give him an opinion that just popped into my mind. I say, "HMM. I see that kind of color in your face in people who are going to get cancer. If he listens to your word and if he agrees, he'll have cancer in less than a year." That is the power of word. Another example, we talk to ourselves constantly, and most of the time, we say things like, "Oh, I look fat, I look ugly, I'm getting old, I'm stupid," etc. These are the ways we use the word against ourselves. 2. Don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you, it's because of themselves. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of endless suffering. Even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. What they say is according to the agreements they have in their minds. When we listen to what others say to us, we are in fact eating all their emotional garbage, now making it our own garbage. When we take things personally, we become offended and our reaction is to defend our beliefs. However, it should not affect me because I know what I'm. 3. Don't make assumptions. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness and drama. Find the courage to ask questions instead of making assumptions about what the other person might be saying. If you don't understand something, it is better for you to ask and be clear, instead of making an assumption. The problem with making assumptions is that we believe they are the truth. We only see what we want to see and hear what we want to hear. Example, if others tell us something, we make assumptions, and if they don't tell us something, we make assumptions to fulfill our need to know and to replace the need to communicate. Even if we hear something and we don't understand, we make assumptions about what it means and then believe these assumptions. So instead of making assumptions in the above cases, we should be asking questions to understand the other person and to avoid frictions. Often we make assumptions that our partners know what we think and then that we don't have to say what we want. We assume that they are going to do what we want. We assume that they are going to do what we want. If they don't do what we want or assume they should do, We feel hurt and say, you should have known. 4. Always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It'll be different when you are healthy as opposed to when you are sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. If you try too hard to do more than your best, you will spend more energy than is needed, and in the end your best will not be enough. If you do less than your best, you subject yourself to frustrations, self-judgment, guilt, and regrets. So just do your best in any circumstance in your life. Doing your best is taking the action because you love it, not because you are expecting a reward. You can have many great ideas in head, but what makes the difference is the action. If you do your best always, over and over again, you'll become a master of transformation. Practice makes the master. Steps to adopt new agreements. 1. First is to become aware of the self-limiting, fear-based beliefs that make you unhappy. 2. Next, for every agreement that you break, which makes you suffer, you'll need to replace it with a new agreement that makes you happy. This will keep the old agreement from coming back. 3. Every day we wake up with certain amount of energy. If we allow emotions to deplete our energy, we are left with no energy to change our lives, hence we should expend our energy in positive things. 4. We must forgive those we feel have wronged us, not because they deserve to be forgiven but because we love ourselves so much that we don't want to keep paying for injustice. 5. Just use your imagination and a tremendous thing will happen. Each time you open your eyes, you will find a new world around you. There is great power in imagination. Imagine living your life without the fear of being judged, then you are no longer afraid to be rejected. Imagine living your life without being afraid to take a risk and to explore life. Imagine that you love yourself just the way you are. You love your body just the way it is and you love your emotions just the way they are. 6. The only reason you suffer is because you choose to suffer. If you look at your life, you'll find many excuses to suffer but not a good reason to suffer. Happiness is a choice and so is suffering. 7. Maybe we cannot escape from our destiny, but we have a choice, to suffer our destiny or to enjoy our destiny. To live in hell or to live in heaven. Some great quotes from the book. 1. The more self-love we have, the less we will experience self-abuse. Self-abuse comes from self-rejection and self-rejection comes from having an image of what it means to be perfect and never measuring up to that ideal. 2. In your whole life, nobody has ever abused you more than you have abused yourself. And the limit of your self-abuse is exactly the limit that you will tolerate from others. If you abuse yourself very badly, you can even tolerate someone who beats you up, humiliates you, and treats you like a dirt. Why? Because in your belief system you say, I deserve this. 3. If someone is not treating you with love and respect, it's a gift if they walk away from you. If that person doesn't walk away, you'll surely endure many years of suffering with him, her. Walking away may hurt for a while, but your heart will eventually heal. 4. You are never responsible for the action of others, you are only responsible for yourself. 5. We make the assumption that everyone sees the life the way we do. We assume that others think the way we think, feel the way we feel, judge the way we judge. And this is why we have a fear of being ourselves around others. Because we think everyone else will judge us, victimize us, abuse us and blame us as we do to ourselves. So even before others have a chance to reject us, we've already rejected ourselves. 6. We make assumptions about ourselves. We overestimate or underestimate ourselves because we haven't taken time to ask ourselves questions and to answer them. 7. Do not be concerned about the future, keep your attention on today and stay in the present moment. Just live one day at a time. Today is the beginning of a new dream. 8. If we see a child who is 2 or 3 or 4 years old, we find a free human. This human does whatever he or she wants to do. But as we grow up and look at our lives, we will see that most of the time we do things just to please others, just to be accepted by others rather than living our lives to please ourselves. XXXXXXX. Buy at Amazon.